Welcome to the Right Division Network podcast, a production of Grace Family Bible Church in Buffalo, New York. I'm your host, Pastor Scott Morton. And we'd like to thank you once again for joining us as we study God's Word Rightly Divided. We'll be continuing today going through the book of 1 Thessalonians, and we are here in chapter number 3, and we've been looking at verse number 12, which says, "And the Lord make you to increase and abound in love one toward another and toward all men, even as we do toward you." And we've been looking at this issue of the love that the Apostle Paul says that we should be extending towards individuals. And as members of the body of Christ, this is the responsibility that we have, and that we should be trying to make sure that this is what we are doing. And last time we looked at the issue of that love toward one another, and that love that's supposed to be present towards the members of the body of Christ, those who have put their trust in the gospel message for today, the fact that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, that he was buried, and that he rose again on the third day according to the scriptures, and the simple fact that a person puts their trust in that work gives someone eternal life, and they become a member of the body of Christ. Now we're going to pick up this issue of this love towards all men that the Apostle Paul is mentioning here. And this is something that we see very similar to what he says over in the book of Galatians. So let's turn to Galatians chapter number 6. And we're going to see Paul make this statement here in verse number 10, which says, "As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith." And over in the book of Thessalonians, he's talking about this issue of demonstrating this love. Here in the book of Galatians, it's this issue of doing good unto all men. Now, there is that qualification to try to make sure that it's being done towards the members of the body of Christ, but there's this issue in both places where it's talking about making sure that these things are being done towards all men. Now, that is something that really a lot of times individuals really struggle with, that idea of doing good or demonstrating love towards all men. And it has nothing to do with what the Word of God says. It has to do with the things of the flesh. And an individual, rather than saying, okay, let me rely on a doctrine, they start relying on themselves in certain things. And as they rely on themselves in those things, that it pushes them farther and farther away from what God intends. And the end result is that they're no longer demonstrating, or they've never demonstrated that love or that care or doing good unto certain individuals, because the world has created ways of making separation between individuals that God never intended for there to be. And we'll just talk about a couple of these very quickly here. One of these is the issue of, race or ethnicity. That there's divisions that individuals have, that are clearly seen, but that people really decide that, well, I can't have anything to do with certain individuals. Or it becomes a thing of where, and when you talk about the idea of even, worshiping together, that individuals create, ways of dividing themselves along that way. When you look at, the United States, Sundays are one of the biggest days where there is segregation in the United States, because, you know, there are white churches and there are black churches. You know, they might be teaching the exact same thing, but because think of, well, I have to go with the individuals who look like me, or even the thing of, well, I have a choice of hearing the truth or being with people that look like me. Well, I'm going to go with the people that look like me. Or things that you've seen, well, you know what, you need to go over to this group, and in a way of kind of creating this thing of where, you know, we really don't want to have anything to do with this individual because of the issue of race. That is not what God has ever intended to have happen. You know, God wants us to have that love toward all men. God wants us to be doing good unto all men. There is no separation among the members of the body of Christ. You know, another thing, and something we're seeing here in the United States going on right now is, you know, we just had an election last week, and, you know, there are still some issues that are coming up with that, and there are divides that are coming up as a result of what happened, to the point of where individuals are starting to draw these lines of where, you know, I'm not going to support this individual. You know, that's coming from one side with it. You know, then the other side is saying, well, you know, because you support this individual, we're going to start creating lists of people that support this individual, so that way we can keep referring to this list and make the lives of those individuals miserable for the rest of their life in order to punish them for their support of an individual. Now, either of those things are creating situations of where I'm, you know, the person could not be doing good for the individual. They could not be demonstrating that love towards the individuals. You know, we are supposed to be able to have those relationships with individuals. We're supposed to be able to share the message with people. We're supposed to be able to edify each other. And yet, these are things where people create divisions that are not supposed to be there. They create divisions that are, you know, affecting the way of sharing this message, all because of following the things of this world system, which is what Satan wants individuals to do. So every time individuals are doing those things, and they'll do those things in ways where they'll say, well, you know, I'm doing what I feel is the will of God, that the reality is it's not the will of God that's being done. It's the will of Satan that's being done, because he's the prince of the power of the air. He's the one that is controlling the course of this world. And as individuals do the things according to the course of this world and not doing the things according to the word of God rightly divided, they're allowing the will of Satan to actually go forth, allowing his plan of evil to actually be done here on the earth. Now, there are things of what God intends for the members of the body of Christ and the responsibility that we are supposed to have related towards this love and care for all of mankind. Now, that love and care starts with what the will of God actually is. And let's go over to 1 Timothy chapter number 2, to where we can actually read what the Apostle Paul identifies as being the will of God during this dispensation. And the will of God here in 1 Timothy chapter number 2 or verse number 4, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. So the will of God has two parts in it. The first part is that God wants all of mankind to receive salvation. So God wants the whole issue of, you know, it doesn't matter, you know, things about who they are. The end result is that God wants all of mankind to receive salvation, to receive the gospel message. That's for them to accept that gospel message. The second part is that once a person has accepted that gospel message, that God wants individuals to come unto the knowledge of the truth. So to come unto the knowledge of what the Word of God rightly divided actually says. So the doctrine that's contained in Romans through Philemon that applies to us today, these are the things that God intends for us to know and understand, so that way we can come unto that knowledge. So that process of coming unto that knowledge is going to take really the rest of our life after we've received salvation. You know, there's not going to be a point where anybody can say, I've come unto that knowledge, because no individual is going to have a complete understanding of what the Word of God actually says. That's why we have to study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. That there's a process that occurs, and we need to be making sure that we're continuing to follow that process, to be studying the word, taking it in, allowing it to have that impact, so that way we can come unto the knowledge of the truth. And as we're doing that, we are then able to let the word work through us, the Lord Jesus Christ living in us and through us, so that way we can do the things that are pleasing unto God in that demonstration of that love and care for all individuals. Let's turn over here to Galatians chapter number 3. And we're going to see a statement that the Apostle Paul makes here in Galatians chapter number 3, describing the body of Christ here. And we're going to read verse number 28 of Galatians chapter number 3. It says, there is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither bond nor free, there is neither male nor female, for ye are all one in Christ Jesus. So there's not a separate body of Christ for these, you know, for this group of individuals, and another body of Christ for this group of individuals. There is one body of Christ, and once somebody puts their trust in the gospel message, they become part of the body. You know, all of those things related to the flesh, related to those divisions that people try to create, none of that actually matters, because we are all one in Christ Jesus. This is why you see how Paul's going to describe this. Let's go over to 2 Corinthians chapter number 5. To see what Paul's going to say here about some things of who we are and the responsibility that we have. Verse 16, Wherefore henceforth know we no man after the flesh. Yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more. So the issue in this verse is that we know no man after the flesh. That the things of the flesh are not what we are supposed to be focusing on. And those are the easy things that people try to focus on because it's the things that I can see. And when I can see those things, that's what allows for the divisions to actually occur. Now, we're going to come back to this passage here, but I want to go over to Philippians chapter number 3 for a moment because we're going to see how the Apostle Paul is going to describe some things of the flesh here as he's writing to this assembly in Philippi, describing, you know, what it is that he was able to understand based on the doctrine that's been given. And here in Philippians chapter number 3, we're going to start here at verse number 4, and we're going to read down through verse number 8. Verse 4 says, though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if any other man thinketh that he hath whereof he might trust in the flesh, I more. Circumcised the eighth day, of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, and Hebrew of the Hebrews, as touching the law of Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. Now, the Apostle Paul lays out all of these characteristics of who he is. You know, talk about him being circumcised the eighth day. You know, so he's, you know, following the laws of, he's of the nation of Israel, specifically of the tribe of Benjamin. He's a Hebrew, the Hebrews, so he's part of the religious leadership of the Hebrews, that identifies that he's a Pharisee in it. And you just see him laying out all of these things that would make him, you know, special in the flesh. But you see that the end result is that he sees that none of those things matter. You know, says that he counts them but dung. And he sees them that way because during this dispensation, in the dispensation of the grace of God, the things of the flesh are not what are being focused on. We know that we have all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. That's where our focus is. That's where everything that God is doing is, while yes, we live in a fleshly body, the primary focus of where everything is supposed to be on the heavenly things and what it is that the Word of God is actually saying for us related to the fact that we are to be demonstrating that love and care for not only the members of the body of Christ, but demonstrating that for all of mankind. That's why, if we go back over to 2 Corinthians chapter number 5, we see how Paul describes this idea of our functioning here. We're going to pick up in verse number 17, and we'll read down through the end of the chapter. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God, for he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Our responsibility is we are ambassadors for Christ. So we are his representative here on the earth, and we're to be saying and doing the things that he would have us to do as that representative. And it starts with that issue of, and you see how Paul lays out, says that we've been given the ministry of reconciliation. So we've been given a responsibility to be doing the things to reconcile individuals unto God. We have a word of reconciliation committed unto us. The doctrine of this dispensation, it starts with the gospel message laid out in 1 Corinthians chapter number 15. This is the message that's going to bring this reconciliation about. This is the responsibility that we have to be going and preaching this, so that way there can be that, you know, change that happens for these individuals. And this is that ultimate demonstration of that love and care for individuals, because it's showing that we have a care for them to where we want them to have that gift of eternal life and be with the Lord Jesus Christ in the heavenly places for all of eternity. And this is why we are sharing this message. There are other things that we should be doing to be demonstrating that love, but it starts with the sharing of that message. Now, Paul identifies and says that, again, to the assembly in Philippi, in chapter 2, verse 15, where he says that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world. So we, as the members of the body of Christ, are to be shining as lights. We're to be a living demonstration of what the Word of God says, a demonstration of the doctrine, so that way individuals can see us and see Christ living through us. You know, when somebody identifies themselves as a Christian, you know, the world starts looking at them, waiting for them to make a mistake, waiting for them to do something that the world would say is the wrong thing, so that way they can say, well, you know what, I don't want to be part of it. Look at what these individuals are doing, and if that's what Christianity brings about, I want nothing to do with that. You know, this is why we do have to be looking at, you know, what it is that we are doing in our lives to make sure that we are being that ambassador, that we are being that example, that we are demonstrating that love towards individuals, and why Paul has to keep bringing this idea up in his epistles, because he knows that it's going to be difficult for people to do this, because, you know, individuals are going to give in to the things of the flesh at times, and are going to really forget about what it is that the doctrine is saying that they're supposed to be doing, and instead of living the life that God intends for them, they just live the way that the rest of the world would be doing and demonstrating things that God never intended for them to do. Now, we're going to pick up with some of these things in our next lesson here. And as we close, I always like to remind everyone of our website, which is www.gracefamilybiblechurch.org. And on our website, we have a number of audio files from our Sunday messages. We have information on how to join our Sunday services live as they're broadcast on Facebook. Information on how to join our Wednesday night Bible study through a conference call option. We have study articles on our website, charts to help you with your study of God's Word. And as always, if you have any questions or comments about anything in our broadcast, anything on our website, we would love to hear from each and every one of you. And until next time, keep fighting that good fight of faith, preaching this message to this lost and dying world.